live from 50th and Capitol Avenue in the Big O. This is Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and 1620 The Zone TV. Now here's Gary, Nick, and Jimmy.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Young NBA announcers. We do a little puking, don't we?
Yeah.
The guy for the Clippers who is on my TikTok is a young kid. I think he's just...
He's like 22.
He's just out of USC, maybe? Yeah.
Paolo is his name.
A lot of puking going on.
A little different than the great Ralph Lawler.
Very, very true. Very,
he doesn't
very true.
Hold the mic.
Legendary Clippers.
A lot of puking, huh?
Not enough bourbon, not enough nicotine.
Do you have that clip to play again?
I can. Let me get it.
See if there's...
here we go.
Jason,
here we go. Vomit.
Harden deep on left side, steps into a three, bullseye, James Harden.
Oh, wrong. Oh,
Harden deep on left side, steps into a three, bullseye, James Harden with a big time shot out of the break.
And the Clippers pump the lead up to 17.
105-88.
Steve Ballmer is going nuts on the sidelines.
Wait, you just made a really interesting transition there.
I know,
you went from Haney to...
I caught it too.
You went
East
Coast. Sounds a little different, boys.
You did go East Coast.
Here
then, too.
Comes Hunter. Hunter throws it into KJ, who kicks it back out to DeJuan. Rock Chalk Jayhawk KU.
Still, okay, I wasn't the only one who caught it.
The absolute worst was, in all three of us, obviously, Jimmy, you know Brian better than all of us, but when we had him on the one day and you were, during the commercial break, you were doing that, and then we had to talk to him.
Dueling Haney's. Mm.
And I had to do this many times.
Well, because so there are a couple of people that I wish I could do a ton of more imitations. I can't. I probably could try if I studied. There are certain people that I can do their voice, and I'm always afraid when you interview them or you talk to them, you'll start talking like
that. Yeah.
He is one of those.
Yep.
Great guy. He's always been really, really nice to me every time I've seen him from Texas Tech to KU. But I'm always like, hey, Brian.
You got a little JB in you after we talked to Johnny Baylor, yeah, too.
Oh, true.
All right.
See, he's the person that can affect your voice.
Yep.
Hey, there, sir. JB, what's going on?
Then you hang up and you're like, good stuff from JB. But I get that with people from the north, too. A lot of either Minnesota or Canadian more than anything. They can impact the way you talk.
It's a great organization, Nick.
Yeah, like talking old
first
friends.
First place in the American League Central.
Used to, back in my hockey days, I used to spend a lot of time around people from Canada.
Yeah.
So they'd have a little bit of a, you know, you guys spell defenseman differently.
There's a C in there?
There's an E at the end of center.
Yeah.
So you heard the Clippers beat Dallas yesterday. Jason Kidd, 0-4 all time. And game ones is the head coach of the Mavs. Kyrie and Luka showed up. The rest of the team did not. And death taxes and Kyrie.
Oh.
Kawhi being out.
Brilliant slip.
That'd be my...
I like that.
They won.
Kyrie.
Thankfully, last night, because the NBA playoffs have kind of been...
They kind of sucked to start, except that last game.
Except for last night between Oklahoma City and the Pels. And we finally got an exciting end of the game where you get a rookie, Wallace, who makes a great play on... McCollum, and the Thunder hold on to win that game, and New Orleans is going, whoa, my friends, we had so many opportunities in that game. But how about the opening round of the playoffs? The home teams went 14-0.
Yeah, it's not the first time since 2013.
I like it.
That
chaos.
You had that happen.
No pressure on Dallas or Edmonton, who have not yet played in the NHL, to go 16-0 in the opening round, the round one games of the NBA and NHL finals, or the NHL playoffs.
In question, does Oklahoma City, does the home venue for Oklahoma City and the way they organize the colored t-shirts, or Winnipeg get the bigger win over the weekend?
Well, the NBA does, because the NHL screws you. So what they do in Winnipeg with the whiteout, which they've been doing, is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great atmosphere. But the NHL requires you to wear dark uniforms.
Yeah, that's true.
So can you imagine if Winnipeg was the team wearing white last night?
White in the whiteout.
Now, I'm glad you brought up that game, because as the playoffs this weekend were a little meh, even some of the NHL games, we did not make it through the first weekend without going, oh, everybody you tell about, man, wait till you see NHL Stanley Cup playoff hockey. You will not regret it, man. And you dial in, you're going to be hooked.
Yep.
At least we did not go a whole weekend without me being able to pull out the John Boyce tweet of, why snort cocaine and ride a motorcycle out of a helicopter when you can watch an NHL Stanley Cup playoff game? And watching Winnipeg and Colorado last night was one of those things. Yeah. Now, for the record, I have done neither. I have never done cocaine.
Good.
I really have no interest in doing cocaine. I've only been at a couple of parties where cocaine, where I saw it.
Right, your nose bleeds without that stuff.
Yeah, that's weird. well, it doesn't. My nose just periodically bleeds, and I have no idea why. It's happened here on the show. Like,
have you ever asked anybody about that?
Well,
I thought you said it's dry air.
That's
perfect. You're going to live in Florida.
Yeah, so I
one
think
day.
It's the air.
Okay.
When the air changes, it's just one out of one nostril too.
Is this why you're not an Arizona fan?
Exactly.
I get it.
I'm glad that the Coyotes moved, and now they're going to be the Yodelers in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? It's just out of one nostril. And it doesn't happen. It only happens like during the winter or like when we get drastic temperature changes around here. So I don't know what it is, but I was told to put like Vaseline up my nose.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
That was by a medical professional.
Oh.
I don't know if he was messing with me, hoping for my demise.
Yeah. Just to see if you'd actually do it.
You need a cut, man.
Oh my God, I can't believe you just took a Q-tip and did that.
So I've never done cocaine. Not to speak for either one of you, but I'm guessing that you guys have not done cocaine either.
Nope.
Only if it's sponsored.
I mean, and I wouldn't judge if you wanted to. Okay, if that's your preference, if that's what you wanted to do. I mean, some people go fentanyl, cocaine, maybe a gummy. You know, whatever your choice might be.
Sometime you might go with Red Bull.
I've ridden in a helicopter. It's really, really freaky. But I would never get on a motorcycle and ride out of a helicopter. But that tweet, which is one of the greatest tweets in the history of the tweet machine, was applied last night in whatever that thing going on in Winnipeg was between Winnipeg and Colorado that ended up 7-6, and it was a flurry.
Yeah, he had six goals in the first period.
The game afterwards, Vancouver scored two goals in the span of 12 seconds, but that game in Winnipeg last night was absolutely insane.
Yeah, you had 13. I don't even know. That was one I don't think I knew what the over-under is, but I'm pretty confident the over hit on that one.
12 and a half.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and the over just barely hit. But to see 13 goals. The amount of time in between as well. And again, with the atmosphere and everything with Colorado, I hate them because, you know, being a Chicago Blackhawk fan. But I feel like they do draw the angst of other fan bases as well. And yeah, it was just, you get six in the first and six in the third period of that particular game. I'm a fan of, and see, you're a hockey guy too. You covered it.
I'm not a fan of Gorgiev.
Well, I'm assuming you like. Well, maybe you don't. I don't know. Are you more of
racehorse hockey?
Are you more of an Are you more of an offense? I want to see a lot of goals, or do you want to see a netminder on his head?
That game was entertaining.
Yeah, I think when you get that tie, as long as you're not having a run of game after game where it's lousy defense, lousy goaltending, and just score on score on score. But you need that, especially if you have some new viewers. You got to provide a little offense. And we saw more than enough of what you're typically going to see in a hockey game.
I'd be upset if I scored six goals in an NHL playoff game and I didn't win.
Yeah.
Because my guy gave up seven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes, you know, you're a little screened and you've got your defensemen that are in front of you that happen to be stapled to the ice. But Gorgiev against Winnipeg is brutal. He has over a six goals against in his three games. But watching that game in Winnipeg last night, and if you've ever been to Winnipeg, it was a Blue Bomber score last night, 7-6 for all of our CFL listeners out there.
Six Rouges.
If you've ever been to Winnipeg, like Winnipeg is a city that gets after it. Remember when I filled in the Lincoln Salt Dog, so went to do a series in Winnipeg. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. We're going to Canada. I've been to Thunder Bay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Toronto. I've been to Vancouver. Not saying that Thunder Bay should be in the same category as Toronto or
heard
the
that.
Lovely Vancouver.
Yeah, I've heard that.
They're all in Canada.
Yeah, Thunder Bay is kind of a very industrial city.
It seems like a very rough area.
But like comparing it to Vancouver, which is absolutely just a banger. But I went to Winnipeg and I was wondering, why are all these guys that are playing on the Salt Dogs super excited? Well, Winnipeg is known for its entertainment district.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So you go to Winnipeg and, you know, you light it, you go to an entertainment venue.
Pinball.
You light up the loony and flip it up there on stage. And all hell breaks loose. So Winnipeg is like a city that gets after it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the Jets and they have the Blue Bombers. I think they still have the Gold Eyes in the American Association. My following of the American Association has kind of drifted off.
I was curious
in the last
about
15
that.
Years.
If Lincoln still makes that annual trip up to Winnipeg,
they still exist.
They do.
Making sure that guys have a passport.
Isn't that crazy? You're like, all right, we're going to go to Sioux Falls, we're going to go to Sioux City, and we're going to go to Winnipeg.
By the way, why is it so much easier to get into Canada than it is out of Canada?
Because they're usually asking, are you sure you want to leave?
Yeah.
This is a nice place.
You don't like free health care up here?
It's a little chilly. We have nice people, though.
I know things are a little more expensive, but come on.
Beer's like moonshine.
We're super nice.
Like, man, if you can just into Canada and they process you, boom. Coming back, I don't know if that's a U.S. problem or what. It seems like it takes a little bit longer.
That's a good question.
But I'm watching that last night, and, you know, Winnipeg's not a large market. I mean, and in my head I'm thinking, okay, they have the whiteout, they have tradition, they've been pretty good. And they love hockey there. Plus,
under a million.
On that I-29 corridor, you've got Grand Forks, which we know how passionate they are about North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And then Fargo. So you've got some, you know, it's a quick little trip. When you're in Grand Forks, you're already seeing on the highway signs, the mileage signs, Winnipeg. And you see the Canadian flag mm-hmm. in Grand Forks. So, it's a quick trip up there. You want to watch an NHL game instead of, like, driving to the cities. So they've got a nice support, but all I can think about watching that game and the whiteout and the atmosphere is that could work in Omaha.
Oh, yeah. Small markets do it great. And kind of the similar example to Oklahoma City. And I swear every time, and this goes all the way back to when Kevin Durant played and you had them going back and forth with the Heat, they always put on a spectacle with how that arena is decked out. And I just think of between Winnipeg and then Oklahoma City, and using those examples of what we saw this weekend, I just think small markets, they lean into it so much more. And it's embraced.
I think you also have
that's
to have
all for us.
You have to have a true hockey town. Like Winnipeg is a true hockey town. Yeah, you're there. You're not like, hey, where's Dieter Brock? I'm just lighting up my CFL fans. They are in heaven today.
Wilbur Marshall heard that somewhere.
Wait till I start talking about Mervin Fernandez of the BC Lions.
Nice.
Gizmo Williams of the Edmonton Eskimos, who got canceled and are along the Eskimos. What are they called now?
The Elks.
Oh, jeez.
You don't want to hit either one with your car.
I'm a little bit burned from CFL just with Mark Trestman, so I'd like to move on.
There are other teams you can root for.
Well, there was Mark Trestman.
My beloved Stampeders of Calgary.
Told he was supposed to be really, really good, and he wasn't.
But the game was completely unhinged last night, and the atmosphere just added to it. Mm-hmm. A whiteout in a true hockey town where, I mean, you're playing a team that won the Stanley Cup not too long ago, and you're putting up a 7 spot against them.
Yeah.
And all you think of is, I know the NHL idea has just was tried to pushed on us, and it's, you know, way, way, way down the road. But man, what I saw in Winnipeg last night, there's no reason that could not work in Gretna.
When you just say Gretna. You're right, though. I mean, in all seriousness, you're right. Because small markets aside.
By the way, did you know that they were going to, if they would have, they would not have used Omaha?
Would they have used
Nebraska?
Yeah. Because, and that makes sense, because you want to be all inclusive to the state. You're technically still in Omaha, West Omaha, pretty much. But yeah, that would have made sense. Well, I guess Gretna's still its own thing, but it's not going to be the Gretna whomever.
Yeah, Gretna's sure going to be its sure own thing when those people have to start paying some of them taxes. You ask them in about 5-10 years.
Like, hey, where's our property value going up? We're supposed to have all these great things right now, but you got to wait a little bit. I think the appeal to something like that, I've always thought, I've gone back and forth on this when it came to the conversation about, okay, it's always brought up about what a real, like a major league franchise or an NHL franchise or an NBA organization, would that work in Omaha? And initially, because there's the fandom, and if you've lived here long enough, you want to say yeah because you know you're passionate about it. That'd be prideful. You've been to many venues here in the city, especially the way Omaha supports different events. I still do think that there is a hint of being an event town as opposed to just extremely passionate fans about their sports. Even with Creighton, you get a good attendance, but is there that passion that's going to drive you 365 like you have with Nebraska? With Omaha, you get that. With Omaha, you don't. But then when you get all of these different events that come through college athletics, there's a reason the NCAA loves Omaha, because they do support that. I still think if you get to the level of an NHL team or a Major League Baseball team, I think that takes it from event town to, yep, I'm jumping on board of this, because we finally have this.
I think you'd have to win right away. Like the Thunder won pretty early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like look at some of the expansion NHL places where they went into markets that you were like, like the one huge advantage of Vegas is the Golden Knights won right away. And the NHL is set up for an expansion franchise to be good right away. Look at Seattle.
Yep.
Seattle in year two is making a run in the Stanley Cup playoff. Then this year they kind of take a step back and they're not even in the playoffs at all. I think if you win in smaller markets, it can help.
Yep.
But then you got to continue to win, because people will jump on board, and then when you have a stretch of not winning, they'll be like, that season ticket and that commitment of 41 nights a year.
Exactly.
That seems to be pretty large. But that was pretty cool. That was a cool scene last night. I don't know why the NHL does not allow Winnipeg to wear white. Imagine an entire whiteout. The entire building is in white, and the team on the ice, where it also is white, except for the crazy end boards and the digital advertising, which is a thing. You got to make your bag, but can we not change ads when guys are on the end boards? It is one of the most distracting things right now watching hockey, is when you got to scrum for the puck behind the net, and the end boards are changing in their advertising.
That's like a dasher.
But that was great last night to watch that. But can you imagine, you have white out in the stands, white on the ice, and the home team is wearing white.
Yeah, there should always be an exception.
It would have been like Nebraska basketball.
Yeah, exactly. There was a thing, too, by the way. We need to wear all whites. You need to wear all whites.
Wear all whites or just recruit white guys.
Yeah. Welcome to Lincoln Connor Season. And I'm excited. That's the first guy. If we can get anybody from the roster, I want to get on the show. Say, hey, can you do what you did against Nebraska in that game in Madison or your freshman year? If you can do that here, I'm excited. I like it.
I hope that's not the only guy you're excited about when this whole class is done.
I hope I'm even more excited about future incoming guys. But yeah, Connor Season, that was a good pickup. I don't think they're asking him to come in and be a starter and give you 15, 16 points a night. So I like that role for him. Come in, hit some shots, be a three-point stud.
Is he healthy?
That's a good question. That's a very good question.
That is even a better question. Good job, Jimmy. That is a question that probably a lot of us can't answer at this moment.
Thank you, kicker guard.
But Nebraska did add Connor Sejan from Wisconsin yesterday. Interesting week as we welcome you into Mornings with Sharp and Hanley, because it's Earth Day today. Mm-hmm. So you guys are like elated to go celebrate Earth Day.
Oh, yeah.
I will think about that when I take my little nap later.
I'd like to plant a tree today. If anybody knows of one doing a tree planting somewhere, I'd like to help.
It is also NFL draft week. Mm-hmm. It has arrived. The mock draft industry, which has exploded so much as I'm flipping through channels last night between some playoff games, and the NFL Network is doing a live mock draft show. We have reached peak mocking.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL draft kicks off on Thursday, the three-day run, which will change the trajectory of franchises all over this great country. It also is the spring game coming up bright and early on Saturday morning.
Big Ten start time, 11 a.m.
Yep.
The weather is
nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, about 60s for kickoff.
We might have severe weather on Friday, but Saturday should be good.
So no tanning? Will it be a day to be shirtless and get a tan at Memorial Stadium on Saturday?
Have Harry Carey mention you.
Okay. I don't know.
You can get a tan at the baseball game.
It's the high is 74 on Saturday.
That's not bad. I think you could get a little sun.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I was out yesterday. I saw people trying to grab a little bit of the sun.
And actually, the wind as of now is supposed to be a little bit more calm than what you typically see. So good day in Lincoln.
Have we done a good job of lowering the expectations of what people are going to see in this game?
I think so.
We're trying. Yeah, we can.
I think there are 2 weeks now leading up to this week that between the head coach and what we've reported on, I think would tell you that you might see some guys, but it might be on a very limited basis.
I don't think you're going to see a lot of guys. Yeah. That's just my general feeling
there.
Is that guys will not.
Yeah, they'll be on side.
Some of the main players will not be playing, and they don't need to.
No,
they know how to play football.
Yeah, they'll be present, but you might not see them doing the thing.
But you can see some of Adidas's latest warm up gear that they have for the upcoming season. It'd be really nice.
Yeah,
really,
it's always good.
There's
your favorite players dressed.
Mike Riley's last year, like the main Adidas guys came in and they were peddling gear. You should have seen so many people were sucking up to them, trying to get all this new Adidas gear that they were debuting.
Yeah,
or at least they were dressed in Adidas gear where Nebraska didn't necessarily wear it the next fall, but these guys were rocking some Adidas gear that was not available. You should have seen how many people came up to them. Hey, where'd you get that? And the guy's walking. One of the guys walking around with a duffel bag.
Yeah.
Just handing stuff out right and left.
They had their Adidas plant there, and then you're just like, all right, cool. You want this? All right. That's smart. That's product placement right there too. And then you've got baseball right after that at 1 o'clock with Nebraska and Iowa.
Yeah, so. big week of college baseball around here as well. Yeah. So it is, and it's also Paul Skeens week here in Omaha.
Yes. He's gonna pitch during a day game.
So as of right now, I checked yesterday.
Okay.
If nothing changes, it looks like Wednesday at 11:05 he will pitch at Warner Park.
Nice.
They don't expect the Pirates to call him up between now and then. Libby Dunn is now done with the gymnastics season.
So she can make her way.
LSU won a national championship. She was not involved, but she was supportive as a teammate.
Come on back. We got to see.
And, I mean.
She's familiar.
You know, 11:05 game at Warner Park. There's probably going to be a suite that would be open.
Mm-hmm.
She could just be there by herself.
They can have her throw out the first pitch.
I mean, her
with
and
Connor.
Her and Paul Skeens hanging out at the Embassy Suite in La Vista.
I was going to say it's a big difference from the downtown, but you know what? No, it's fine. That'll be just fine out that way.
I would say
incognito.
All the things going on this week, the Skeens appearance in Omaha is probably the one that I'm looking forward to the most.
I think that would be really cool to see him up close and personal. Even though
guy hasn't given up a run in 12 plus innings in AAA, and he struck out 27.
Yeah,
and he is busting radar guns.
And see him now before you see him on your TV.
I feel like he's laughing along the way too. Like he's making it look elementary, and that's kind of going back to my question of what would you rather see: a lot of goals scored or a netminder that is on his head in a game? When it comes to studs like that, when we saw LSU-Tennessee that one night when Skeens debuted in the College World Series, just watching him dominate, watching him go through everything in between innings as well. There's something to that art form of a guy that has got it, but a guy who also you follow how every little move from the time that he gets off the mound to the time he gets on and what he's actually doing. I don't even know if you put that in baseball sicko category. It's just a phenom, a guy who is a true talent when you get a chance to see them up close and personal, because he does things just a little bit different than anybody else you're going to see. That, to me, is must-see. I was really excited about Tuesday and Wednesday over at Charles Schwab Field, and then this weekend happened. I don't know what Creighton is. That's obviously a big two-game series. And then you've got – I'm actually very excited about Nebraska-Iowa. The fact that Iowa did beat Rutgers and they're starting to stack up some wins a little bit now. All of a sudden, Iowa's looking like a little bit better of a team. Big series win for Nebraska this weekend over Maryland. Everything involving baseball this week in the state is
so. This will be the week that at the end of May, I will say this, put it on the board. This is the week that will form Nebraska and Creighton when it comes to 5 weeks from now. All right. You guys want to jump on board with that thought process? Go ahead. But we will look back at the end of May, and this will be the week where you will go, yeah, that question got answered. We'll talk about the weekend that was where Nebraska and Omaha won series. Creighton did not, losing in the City Park in Philadelphia. But let's be honest, it is the spring game at the end of the week, so people want to talk about Dylan Raiola. It's okay to talk about him. I'm here to tell you, whatever you would like to go all in, if you want to put your whole body in hokey pokey, if you're still very cautious and you just want to put your right foot in, whatever you'd like to do, you should be somewhere in between and closer to putting your whole body in.
Oh, the whole body.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just let yourself go here. Don't hold back. Let yourself go that Nebraska has found a competent quarterback.
I notice you're stopping right there, though, at competent.
All I need.
That's and you're
all,
right. You're
all
right.
I need for
you're
this right. upcoming year. I don't need Superman. And he may be Superman, and the cape does not arrive until the end of August. Just 60% completion percentage, 2-1 touchdown interception, and let's ride.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my expectations for this year out of that position, which I think you're going to need three guys. Just give me that, and then we'll see what else happens. But if you're doing the hokey pokey with you're doing the Dylan hokey pokey. I think it's okay to put your whole body in. Just your whole body in.
More so than left side in.
Yeah.
I like that. Don't you think that will, what you just laid out as far as you, what it'd be nice to see at the quarterback position, that will look like a Superman?
It will, and then our expectations will change.
Well, yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Perfectly fine.
And that is okay.
Yeah, we have been spoiled by shoddy, inconsistent, not matching what is called or what is performed or vice versa quarterback play for way too long around here.
I like how you said spoiled. Yeah, we've been spoiled. It's like you always think, oh, we're so fortunate. We're fortunate to have seen that.
It's just refreshing to see an offense that just moves down the field. Is not like moves and there's a rhythm to it. I don't know how to rightfully explain that. It's a different look that we haven't seen because an offense that kind of is a sputterer. Mm-hmm. It's like a stopper and a starter. You know, like if you've ever learned your first car, if you learned on a clutch,
mm-hmm.
like a automatic,
yep.
which I did, mom's Ford Mustang, St. Pius X parking lot, wide open. And then, you burn the clutch and yep. it smells and you're like, oh my yep. gosh.
I don't think that was good.
But it was like you drive for a little bit and then you're like, oh my God, I got to stop. What do I do? And you can't get your feet together. Mm-hmm. And so the car just stops or it jolts. Because you don't push the clutch and brake in at the same time. That's kind of been, at times, Nebraska's offense. I think we have upgraded. We're not to a Denali yet. We're way past a Honda Accord. Like, we're not Tesla family. We're in a nice vehicle.
We don't need to be.
That is brand new.
Yeah.
That has the brand new smell.
Like a Hyundai.
And actually has a little bit of, has smoothness to it. And it, like, adjusts to the road.
Yeah.
That's the way to describe it. Yes. Thank you. Wow, that was a great take.
That was a great take. I just saw Jimmy's face on that. Like, oh, you're onto something.
Reading up on the Storm Chasers here because you got me thinking about Paul Skeens week, and I'm like, I got to go to a game.
So you're saying a new Hyundai.
I'm just saying a nice vehicle that fits with the road.
Yeah.
It's not the clutch anymore. Where you might drive for a little bit, and then you come up on the where you got to brake, and then you got to get the whole left, right,
and you're on a hill. Heaven forbid you're on a hill.
Yeah, and you start rolling backwards.
Like, oh,
that's a great way to describe it on the hill.
Yep,
but it's okay.
All been there.
Go, just you put your whole body in. Like last year, you were doing the Jeff Sims hokey pokey, and you put your whole body in, and then your body got snatched.
Yeah,
I don't think it's going to happen this year. All right,
the football lineup, came out of the scrum.
The lineup for the show brought to you by the referees at John Higgins Weather Guard. Jacob Bigelow will stop by a little bit later because Nebraska has added their fourth. Now they have two more to go. Please let them be big men. Amy Just will stop by as well on a plethora of things that she will talk about.
I want to talk about Mountain Dew with real sugar in Mexico. Was brought up by Matt Rhule. Yep. Apparently he's a big fan. So I think I'm now starting to think the Diet Pepsi thing is just a ploy.
I don't know. The one thing about him, whether he's a football coach at Nebraska or not, and maybe he's just a friend or he's a TED talker or he's the the opposite of Anthony Robbins. The one thing Rhule has that I really appreciate. Now, I'm going to take the Matt Rhule head football coach out of this that we're covering from different angles. He has this great ability to disarm people.
Oh, yeah.
I've been involved in a conversation away from a podium. We've seen plenty of him on a podium. Man, he has that trait. And I think because of that, he gets you probably more excited where the first thought in your mind is not, oh, it's Kool-Aid. That's a special thing he does as an orator, is he can disarm you. And I don't think when you're in that role, that's the easiest thing to do.
No. To where it starts coming off as disingenuous, yeah. Because every time he does approach different conversations, probably at different tones too, from maybe a bad day to a good day, it's not all sunshines and rainbows, but he's able to stay on a certain level. It's whatever that means for wins and losses yet to be determined when it comes to year number two. But there's always command of those conversations, that it's not in a way that he's controlling the scenario, but I think it comes back to his intentionality.
See, I think it can be effect on the wins and losses because it's genuine.
Yeah,
when you are able to disarm people and not put up a front where you're not authentic, then I think to young men 18 to 23, you can sell a message and not be a phony.
Yep, it's easy to follow that. There's no question.
But selling the message and then following it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I'll use advertisements on this radio station. We can have somebody come on here and talk about an ad and their product, and then you go and you try and consume that product, and it is completely different. So they sell you the product, they at least introduce you to it, and then they back it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something he also does, which probably helps him with younger players more than older players. And when I say older players, his experience he had in the NFL.
Yeah.
You can always join us in the conversation on a busy week of sports, playoff action, and more at 402-951-1620. That is, as always, in the 42 Degree, the Source by Your Mom's House hotline. Also in the Equitable Bank inbox, where they take banking personally, professionally, and daily.
And courteously.
Even on Sundays. Chick-fil-A might be closed, but Equitable Bank will be open for you if you want to go and talk to Doug. He doesn't know that, but now he's finding that out. Gary at 1620thezone.com.
Hey, Hanley, 1620thezone.com.
Also on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, at Gary Sharp 1620.
And Nick Hanley, 1620.
Off and running. Thoughts from the scrimmage on Saturday for Nebraska, as they will embark now on the spring game. And I will do it again because it's a monthly thing. I have to apologize for an awful, awful cold take I had back in December of 2021?
Before us.
Yeah. December of 2021. I have to apologize for a cold take. Oh, no. And I'm almost reminded about this now daily.
Hope it's a food take.
Mm.
Trying to guess, knowing you, it could be.
No. Oh. I got a take, though, on Field of Dreams.
Oh?
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, because yesterday was the anniversary that came out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save it for later.
Okay.
Ooh. One of my favorite movies. I'm sorry for everybody to think it's phony out there. Grew up in Iowa. But
I've been there.
There's a storyline that really has never been discussed.
Ooh.
There's actually two storylines that have never been discussed.
Okay.
That is, I went back and watched part of it yesterday because it was the anniversary, 1989. It came out on April 21st.
Yeah.
There are two things I'm very angry about that have never been resolved.
Okay.
I don't know if they'll get resolved today. I don't know if they'll ever get resolved. But just think about your brother-in-law in your life.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Okay. I know where you're going.
And
yeah.
Yet he married the manager's mom in another movie.
All right, off and running. Good Monday, everybody, to kick off the week. That also culminate in a roundtable out at Oscars coming up on Thursday that you'll hear a lot about between now and then on 1620 The Zone.